Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Are you in the midst of a boomerang generation? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. A recent Pew Research Center survey found that 13% of parents with grown children say that one of their adult sons or daughters has moved back home in the past year. This boomerang kid statistic was magnified during the recent recession. According to the 2010 Monster College survey from Monster.com, college graduates understand that they will have difficulty finding a job, and 52% versus 40% in 2009 are moving back to their parents' house. Of the 1,250 recent college graduates polled, 31% say they expect to stay with their parents longer than 1 year. Parents who allow their adult children to return to the nest must have rules in place even before the bags are unpacked. And while most parents' position is, you always have a home, the fact is that for many married couples, once the initial empty nest feeling fades, they focus on redecorating rooms and concentrate on quality partner time. Parents might be just as surprised to have an adult child return home after a 4-year absence as the adult child who finds him or herself returning due to limited options. Ground rules should include having your adult child pay rent or some other regular preset financial contribution to the household. The amount should be determined case by case, but the point is that there should be no free ride. Everyone must pull his or her own weight by contributing monetarily. But parents have to treat adult children with respect. They can't stay awake until 2 o'clock in the morning waiting for their adult child to get home on a Saturday night. A new dynamic is required. I talk about it in my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.